Little me.
Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige.
And this is the Dear Little Me podcast.
It feels good to be able to say it together.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It's been 7 months since we've been together.
Yeah, since the Demi concert.
So we're here, we're happy to be back.
And we have a lot of episodes that we're filming, so you guys are getting thrown a lot of content at you, and we're very happy to do so because we're taking advantage of the time that we have together. Because it doesn't happen often.
Are we doing outfit changes so it doesn't seem like it, or are we just giving them a warning?
I don't have any energy.
Okay. I'm gonna definitely do reacting to like unreleased Demi music because that's almost impossible for us to do when we're not together. So we'll be throwing those in random episodes this year. I don't know how many we're gonna film, so. I have some updates for you guys, and the first one is Demi's Instagram story. So what was going on? Demi was crying.
Yeah. So Demi posted a selfie of them crying, like you could see like their mascara was running, and the caption was, "Not every day is a good day and that's okay." And then like they put like hashtag mental health awareness or something like that. And we don't really get to see the vulnerable side of Demi a lot. We did like in the past, but I feel like Demi's become more reserved and closed off, especially like this era. So not that like it's good that Demi was having a bad day.
Yeah.
But like it's good to see like that side of them and that they're still being open, because that's like what first drew me to Demi, was them being so open and vulnerable with their fans, because not a lot of celebrities do that. So I did appreciate them sharing like that there are bad days and there are not so good days, because a lot of celebrities or influencers in general like make it seem like, oh, every day is great because I'm rich and everything's beautiful and rainbows.
Yeah.
So it's good to like see the other side of that.
Yeah, because like you said, we've seen it so much in the past with Demi, like 2015, 2016. Yeah. And I think that was something that a lot of people used against Demi. So maybe that's why they pulled away from sharing so much. Everything going on in their life and all the judgment that they get. So it is nice to see that side. I know that Demi does struggle. That's obviously clear. But to see it... It was nice and refreshing. It made me, it seems like we're like so happy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was not that they were happy that I was having
like,
a bad day. There were a lot of fans that were concerned because before or after the crying selfie, Demi posted like a screenshot of a song they were listening to, and it was apparently like a really sad song. Like, it was like a really sad song that Demi was listening to. People were like, oh my god, like what's happening? I'm worried about Demi. But like, we all have days where we just listen to our sad playlist and cry, you know? Yeah. I do it a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just one of those days for Demi.
A lot of people thought that, they broke up, Jutes and Demi, and as far as I know, they haven't.
That's not true, because bringing us to our next topic, I didn't write it down, but I'm gonna say it. Jutes is actually releasing a song about Demi called Ladybug. It was confirmed. Jutes like posted a picture like with the song title, and everyone was like, "Oh, who's this about? Who's this about?" And then Demi commented, "Who's this about, babe?" And then Jutes like put like one of the emojis like with the eyes and like the smirk. So it's speculated, basically confirmed, that Ladybug is about Demi. So they're still together, still vibe.
I should probably follow him. I don't.
You don't follow Jutes?
No, I never followed like any of.
I didn't follow like Max or anyone, but I followed Jutes because they seem like really actually genuine together.
Demi, wishing you the best.
Yeah. If you're watching.
We always say that, but like we never push it or ever tag Demi in any of our. I'm kind of
scared for everybody I wouldn't to come want across.
I wouldn't want that, but wouldn't it be really cool if we could have Demi on the podcast? Okay. That's so stupid. Like, everyone's listening to laughing.
Like, ask like, oh yeah, what was wrong that day that you posted the crying selfie?
Yeah, right.
2024 goals, guys. We're gonna have Demi on the podcast.
We need to start actually tagging Demi in our stuff.
So email the team every single Sunday when we upload, or Monday.
Yeah, be like, Demi. Right. So what's this one? Demi at, what is this, Milken?
Yeah, so Demi did an interview with Milken Institute Global Conference in Beverly Hills, California. And we're gonna react to a few quotes. The actual interview, we're gonna put the link if you want to watch it, but it's like 20 something minutes long for just part one, so we're not gonna react to the whole thing. But people have posted like snippets of quotes on social media, so we're just gonna scroll through on the handy dandy phone and react to some. I don't know if you just want to, like, are we just gonna say all of them?
Yeah, do you want to just like two, three of them? Okay. Which one stand out?
Okay, so I'm gonna just start with the first one that I see. It says, the quote, it's kind of long. So it says, growing up with social media was really impactful on my mental health. It has made it difficult to decipher what's reality and what's not. The level that I've had to navigate it has been challenging. It was around 2008 or 9 when I started to become known in the spotlight, and I would see hateful things. people seating behind a computer screen can say anything without repercussion.
Seating and behind?
It says people seating behind a computer screen.
If it's sitting, I would
can say anything without repercussions and without understanding how it affects the person that's reading the comments they're writing towards. Which I think, I mean, obviously we've all experienced, like anyone growing up in the social media era, we've all experienced like hate and just trolls and people that want to come at us. And I think it's even harder for celebrities, especially celebrities like Demi, who have already been so open because people can use that against them, which we've seen a lot in the past. So I feel like, do you ever think that Demi like regrets being like so open about like things like...
Actually, I think they mentioned something about that. Like,
oh, really?
They had the choice of keeping it to themselves or sharing their journey. But this one I really like because I feel like it's good and we can all take something from it. Okay, so Demi said, it got to a point I realized I can't read anything because if I read positive comments, it feeds my ego, and if I read negative, it damages my ego, and ultimately, I don't want to navigate out of ego at all. So I just decided I wasn't going to read them. So take a note, Demi probably isn't saying our comments to them. Although I try to leave a comment like on every post, but I know that there's like fans that spam like, well, maybe Demi will see our comments, but I would prefer Demi not to read them because I know.
Yeah, like, exactly. Definitely credit for anyone's mental health not to read.
Like, even like a comment that I left on Demi's post, I was just like so excited for these new lyrics, blah, 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 and somebody commented, it was just being so hateful on my comment, and I kept getting the notifications. I didn't even respond to him, but I wanted to tell him, can you just, like, take this elsewhere?
Yeah, no, I don't get why people, like, you can do so much with your time. There's 24 hours of a day, and you're using time to comment hate on a celebrity's post that doesn't even affect, like,
and that
life.
They won't even see.
Exactly.
Like, and, like, it was to, and he said something to, it was a guy, he said something to me, and I didn't respond, but other Lovatics came in and were defending Demi, and I was just like, you really just hit a point where you just don't even care and you're like, not worth my time and energy.
Yeah.
But I just kept getting the notifications. I was like, is there a way to mute this? Like, I can mute the conversation on Twitter, but I don't think you can mute.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's just pathetic though, like people that literally spend their time and sit behind a computer, behind their phone, and are just like, oh yeah, this is gonna really hit them in the heart.
Yeah.
Like, really? Okay.
Also, Demi said, now when I post a picture on Instagram, I can see the first few comments from friends, but as soon as I see a comment from someone I don't recognize, I stop reading because I don't wanna see it. I don't want to have that dopamine hit of validation from a stranger or the negative effect of reading something hateful. Which I think that's really smart because I feel like we can all relate to getting that nice comments. I'm assuming most of us, we don't get hate like celebrities, obviously. So we get those nice posts. And then has there ever been a time where you've posted a picture and you're like, I only got so many comments and this many likes?
Well, I do that with likes a lot. That's why I like Instagram's new feature of like the high like count, because I used to literally like base my worth off of how many likes I got on a picture. And like, it's really stupid to think about, but like, we are literally growing up in social media, so all of our validation comes from likes and comments and all of this kind of thing, which is sad, but like there's people that I went to high school with and they're getting like 300 likes on their picture and I'm getting like maybe 50. So then I'm like, well, why are they getting more likes and I'm not? And then you start to like overthink that.
Yeah.
So I think
that's good.
Yeah.
Basically, like, take your phone, post a picture, and then throw out your phone.
Yeah, literally.
Like, you don't need to look at it.
I really like this quote from Demi too, from the interview. I like all of them. It was a good interview. It says, getting to the place that I'm in now, I've had to set that boundary with the world and say I'm not going to be the poster child for recovery, which Demi said in a song, right? Which song? Happy Ending? Now I'm okay with speaking about mental health because I don't take it on like I used to. I used to take that on and it was part of my identity, and now I understand that it's just part of my life. It's just not how I am, but it's how I navigate through this world. If I can help others through speaking about it, then I'm going to, but I don't let the pressure get to me like it used to. And I think that that's good because I remember even like, I think on like Demi World Tour and Tommy Lemmy Tour for Meet and Greets, Demi was really upset because people would literally come in and like dump their trauma on Demi. And it was because they were like, oh yeah, Demi's a poster child for mental health, so I'm just gonna go to Demi as my therapist.
Yeah.
And I think that really like got to like Demi. Like,
yeah, because they said it around Tommy Love Me Tour.
Yeah, and people were even like saying, like noticing like, oh, Demi seems off, but like if you have to do like an hour of meet and greet right before you perform it, people are just like, oh yeah, like I'm so depressed and like this is that, like,
and like showing them like scars.
Exactly. Yeah,
like that. Yeah, that is a lot because it's like Demi's not our therapist.
Yeah, it's like one thing to say like you've helped me so much, thank you, but like going into like detail when it's like you don't even know if that still triggers Demi or not. Like, yeah, they said like they've gotten through it, but like even Demi said like they still struggle with an eating disorder, and people are saying like, oh yeah, like I'm whatever eating disorder, like, mm-hmm. you don't know if that still gets to Demi, so you're hurting Demi more than like just sharing your story, like, or whatever you think you're doing.
Yeah,
so I think it's good that she's, that Demi's setting a boundary.
No, and it's so true, because if you look back at the interviews from 7 years ago, 2015, 2016, like, it's, Demi talks about mental health constantly in all these interviews, and you've seen that. I feel like it's not, obviously it's not as frequent now, and I think that's good, because a lot of the time people just associate Demi with just being like depressed and you know, having issues with drugs and all this stuff. So I feel like it's nice to see another side of Demi that isn't mental health related. That's why I want to see another documentary. I know we're getting the Child Star one, hopefully that happens, that, like we've talked about, that isn't surrounding like addiction or mental health, because I think there's so much more to Demi than that.
I feel like it's also like the interviewer's fault too, because I feel like every interview Demi goes on, like, the interviewer always goes to the mental health questions and like the drug questions, like, oh yeah, so you're recovered, or like whatever. And I feel like most of them, like Demi, like you could tell like Demi looks uncomfortable and like they don't want to talk about it, but at the same time it's like, oh wait, like I have to, because I already put myself as this label of like the mental health advocate. And I feel like even Demi's team, at least the old team, was definitely pushing Demi as that, because every interview Demi would go on, like the first like few questions would always be surrounding like the overdose or addictions or eating disorders, or like, how did you get through this? And like, it gets exhausting after a while. Like, you don't want to have to talk about the horrible side of your life in every single
It's good that Demi's taking back the narrative of their story and and putting out what they want to show and sharing what they want to share now, because like you said, I feel like the team was really pushing that. So that's good. I'm happy for Demi.
Did you want to pick another quote or go to the next?
Let's go to the next topic. Okay, cool. So there's gonna be, like we said, we'll put the rest down below, but what it, so Demi is going to be a speaker in the, look, we're like reading this. Okay, go ahead. You
want to talk? So on May 11th Demi is set to be a speaker in the Hollywood and Mind Summit, and apparently the conference will focus on the entertainment industry and how it can elevate mental health. Which I'm kind of, I was kind of confused when I read that, because Demi has been talking on the side of how the entertainment industry has like hindered their mental health. So I'm kind of curious as to what that's going to be, because Demi is more on the side of like, no, being in the spotlight has affected me so much. So when I read that, I was like,
It'll be exciting to see.
Yeah, because like we can hear both sides, I guess.
Yeah, so May 11th. So that's going to be
Thursday.
Yeah. I was like, tomorrow's the 8th. So that'll be exciting to see what that's all about. And I'm excited that Demi's doing more interviews. I feel like Demi's kind of just been like doing their own thing.
And I love Demi interviews. Like, I got, like, we did in the like reacting to the funniest moments. Like, I used to really like sit and scroll through every single Demi interview, because I just like love hearing Demi talk.
I know.
Like, it's
know.
Just like cool, and seeing them like answer questions. And
I never listen anymore though.
I used to like be obsessed. Like, me, I would watch every single one, like, some hours.
Like, I was like, okay, the interview's out, gotta watch it, or gotta get the magazine. And now I'm just like, okay, well, when we have to film our pop, that's terrible. We're terrible. I'm terrible. Wow, okay, so we're already moving on to the Dear Little Me segment. How has Demi's music gotten you through hard times? So is there a specific time that you remember that Demi's music or Demi themselves was the reason you got out of, like, a hard time in your life?
So, if you guys don't know, my favorite song by Demi is Warrior. I have a tattoo on my arm. And specifically it's that song, because I'm not going to, like, get into it, but if you guys know the underlying meaning of Warrior, I went through a similar experience, and when it didn't click for me that that song was about said topic until Demi said it, I think in an interview. Like, Demi like implied like, oh yeah, like if you guys were listening to the lyrics, like, you'll know. And then I was like, oh shit, like Demi, like me and Demi have more connection than I thought, because like I've been through the same overall struggles that Demi has. But that specific instance, like, I saw that interview of Demi saying that right after the event happened to me, and I was like, wow, like, I connected the song so much more. I would listen to it. That's what helped me, like, process the event more, because I would, like, just sit and, like, analyze the lyrics that Demi was saying, because Because, like, you know how sometimes you, like, listen to a song and it's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually sat there and, like, listened to the lyrics and I was, like, feeling it. I, like, allowed myself to feel those emotions. Talked about it in therapy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that, like, really helped me through that specific time. And it's still, every time I think about the song and see the tattoo, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Thank you, Demi. Thank you for the song.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. For myself, I think I've talked, the southern accent came out. I've mentioned it before in an episode. But we tend to repeat ourselves a little bit, but that's okay, because we got new viewers. Hi, everybody that's joining, if you're watching. 2013, when is the Demi album officially 10 years old, or is it, like, the 10th that it came out? May 10th or something? It was May, so a whole 10 years since the Demi album came out. That album got me through a breakup, like, that I was so dramatic, and looking back on it, I was like, wow, like, you were so dramatic, like, at 18, and I thank God I got through that and got over that. But it was, like, I remember just listening and crying to, like, In Case, and,
Warrior's on there.
Warrior, yeah, Nightingale,
That one has good balance. Yeah.
Oh my God, so good. And that album, and then, like, Camp Rock, because that was, like, a comfort movie for me. That's when it became a comfort movie for me. I haven't watched it in a while. I haven't needed to watch it in a while, but it was, I would play that on repeat. I'd play the album. It was, like, in rotation. It was, like, Princess Protection Program, Camp Rock, Camp Rock 2. Then I remember I watched, like, the whole series of Sunny with a Chance during that time. I just needed Demi. Like, I was just, I don't know what it was, but Demi, that's why I'll always hold a special place, because, God, I don't know what I would have done if I did. It's so dramatic, but at 18 years old, that it was, like, everything to me. But, yeah, it got me through that dark time in my life.
Yeah, like you said, I feel like we're, like, a broken record sometimes saying this, but it's, like, people that say, like, oh, yeah, like, you're a fan of Demi, for, like, for what? Like, you're too old to be a fan of Demi, but, like...
And they're, like, Demi doesn't even know you exist.
Exactly, but it's, like, when you, like, no one, like, knows the deeper root. Like, I don't just like Demi for their music. It, like, goes so beyond that. Like, Demi being so open is what made me go get help, is what made me realize that I need to process certain things. Like, Demi is the reason that, not to be sure, Demi's the reason I'm still here, like, deadass. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I was young and struggling and didn't know what the hell was going on in my life, like, going through the trenches in middle school, as you guys all know. But yeah, Demi got me through a lot of shit, like, not just, like, the traumatic stuff, but just, like, even, like, the struggles of just being a girl in middle school. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a hard time.
Yeah.
And just being able to go home and sit on the couch, watch Sunny with a Chance, and laugh at all the skits, and, mm-hmm, like, be myself, and, like,
just
sing along
to Camp Rock.
Yeah. Like, Demi is just genuinely a comfort person. Like, even, like, just hearing them laugh, like, their laugh is so iconic, and I feel like it's so contagious. Like, you can't not laugh when Demi's like, ha ha!
Yeah.
So funny! But yeah, I love it. I love Demi so much. So, Demi, if you're watching this.
I just feel like we can all relate to that. Let us know a time that Demi has gotten you through something hard, if you feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah, share in the comments, and if you guys want to, like, all reply to each other and be like, oh yeah, you're so strong, like, send everyone, like, words of encouragement, you know?
Yeah.
Be all nice in the comments. Yeah, like, lift each other up.
Pretend that it's 2013 again.
Well, yeah,
we're all nice to each other.
Exactly.
We're all cupcake
stay strong.
Stands. Do people still say cupcake stands?
Yeah.
Okay, because, yeah, that's definitely what we all were back then. But, okay, highs and lows for the week. What is your low?
My low is that I'm dealing with the Connecticut curse again, y'all.
Oh, man.
Every time I'm in Connecticut, something happens. I didn't get sick this time, which, thank God. But I'm dealing with, like, an outbreak of, like, whatever the hell, random bruises everywhere. So that's been a bit of a mess. Kind of worried my mom a little bit there. But I'm gonna get through it. It's okay. And my high is that I'm here because I love, even though Connecticut has brought me a lot of pain. Paige is my best friend, and I enjoy being here and getting to spend time with her. And we, like, did a bunch of fun stuff this weekend. It was a really great weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad because my low was, like, the weekend not turning out how I envisioned it, but I guess we made the most of it, and so as long as you had a good time.
I think
time.
That's the best time, though, even, like, even if you have it planned so specifically, like, mm-hmm, if it's just, like, the spontaneousness of it all. Like, you had it so planned out, and, like, the carnival, like, not starting until
late,
we were like, okay, let's just go to the mall. Like,
yeah.
It, like, so it works out.
Yeah, we did do quite a lot.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So that was my low. It's, of course, it's Angel being here.
I was
going
to say my spoilers, yeah.
Yeah, Angel being here, and it's been a fun weekend, and I'm glad that we get to film in person together, because that's always so much fun, and I know that you guys enjoy the videos together. But hopefully next time Angel's here, we'll actually have like a set where we're not sitting on the floor in front of my TV, because I have absolutely no idea where to film. It's just a mess. So
also next time I'm here, we will be filming our review of the Demi concert that we're going to together. So
yes, another reminder that we are going to the Demi concert in New Jersey
on June 16th.
Yes, keep thinking the 13th, but it's definitely the 16th. And
if you're going to be there, comment below. We can all meet up.
We'd love to say hello and talk to you guys and hang out. So, yeah, I think that's it for us this week. We're going to go film some more videos.
Yes, reminder, if you see us in another video in these outfits, this is why.
Yes.
Disclaimer.
Yes, we're going to be taking advantage of the time, like you said.
So stay tuned for your weekly dose of Demi, a.k.a. your next 2 minutes.
And also, quick reminder, if you are not subscribe to us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. It helps us out a lot, same as streaming on Spotify and all the other streaming platforms. You can find the Dear Little Bee podcast, and we appreciate you guys, and we will see you in our next episode.
All right,
bye guys. Sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.